What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Mothers Murdering Their Children Always Was the Norm. So, as you guys know by now, Lindsay Clancy murdered her kids, and men are like, oh my god, I can't believe she did that. But the reality of the matter, guys, women always murdered their children. It's the norm. It's not like, oh my god, this is something that seldom happens. No, women murdering their children always has been the norm. I was listening to a TFM broadcast on Saturday, and an Iraqi Muslim, he said when a woman had to accept Islam, the Prophet Muhammad made them take a solemn oath not to murder their children. And of course, as you guys know, I read all the hadiths and I'm like, yeah, this dude is right. Yeah. So murdering babies, infants was something that women always did throughout humanity, and they still do it. Big John, he was talking today about women in India who murder their babies. If they have a baby girl, because baby girls are not desirable, they'll murder her. They'll murder the infant if it's a girl. So, yeah, and that's going on to this very day. It's nothing new, you know? Like, women murdering their children, that's, again, women murdering their children, that's the norm, dudes, okay? The only reason Lindsay Clancy is like, it's because it's goy-tainment. Give the goyim something to worry about. Don't forget the fact that the Jews are probably planning another 9/11. Don't worry about that, guys. Don't worry about the fact that diesel is now over $6 a gallon. Don't worry about the fact that gas is $4.19. Don't worry about that, goyim. Worry about Lindsay Clancy, okay? So, in Islam, you're not allowed to murder your kids. Now, why did they murder kids in the past? Because they could not take care of their kids, okay? Today, they just go on welfare and have bastard children who end up murdering people. This is why I'm a big fan of abortion, okay? Now, abortion is Islamically haram. I mean, if it's for medical reason, like rape, incest, the baby is going to kill the mother, yes, of course. It's not haram as in, oh, you have an abortion, you're going to go to the hellfire. No, that's not how it works. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that if a woman has an abortion, because she gets a one-way ticket to Jahannam. This is why I'm a big fan of women having an abortion 40 days after conception. Because, see, the thing you guys need to understand from an Islamic perspective, when a baby is over, when a fetus is over 40 days, it actually has an account with God, okay? So once that fetus has an account with God over 40 days, and you murder that fetus, well, guess what? You go to Jahannam. So, winner, winner, chicken dinner. The fetus gets a free pass to Jannah. The mother gets a one-way ticket to the hellfire. So, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Okay, guys? So, why did women kill their kids in the past? Because they get stressed out. They're like, what am I gonna do with this kid? You know, how am I gonna take care of it? This kid is, and a lot of times, guys, having kids is a negative thing for women because it stresses them out. Now, I'm not saying that it's okay to murder your kids. I'm not saying that by any stretch of the imagination. This is why women don't have rights. This is what you guys need to understand. See, you have to create the safe environment for a woman so so she can live in the house and take care of the motherfucking kids, okay, guys? This is why it's imperative not to give women rights. So a woman can stay home, take care of the kids. Women who take care of kids, guys, are far more happier than these women out there who are like, oh, I'm living my best life, getting like fucking fucked by 27 guys in 2 weeks, you know. This is what you guys out there need to understand, is that like Austria D said on MGTOW TV a long time ago, a happy woman is a miserable woman. A miserable woman is a happy woman, you know. How many women do you know claim to be miserable around kids, but they love being around kids because it makes them happy, you know? In the case of Lindsay Clancy, you see, Lindsay Clancy, she had it all, okay? She had a nanny. She had help from her husband. There was no reason for Lindsay Clancy to be stressed out, okay, guys? Now, in my opinion, why she murdered her kids is because again, you guys have to understand, I drove cab in LA before Tinder and Uber was a thing. So I've seen probably upwards of 50,000 people in my life, okay? How many people does your average therapist see in 35, 40 year career, you know? Not 50,000, I did, okay? And I've seen these people in their environment where you hear them talking on the phone. This was back before texting really was all that popular, okay? So you get to hear people talking on the phone or talking to their friend with them, okay, guys? So I got access to the average normie in their most raw state imaginable, that you, as somebody who was not driving taxi, you will never ever see. So I venture to say, as a taxi driver, I'm probably better off than a PhD therapist, to be honest with you, you know? So, in my opinion, what happened with Lindsay Clancy is that she thought back to her days. And again, I'm not saying it was Lindsay Clancy, I'm saying women like Lindsay Clancy, okay? Women like Lindsay Clancy, guys, even though they have it all, you know, the one thing they don't have is that they're not 21 anymore, okay? Women like Lindsay Clancy, she was thinking when she was forever 21, she was at a bar at Cancun getting wasted and some Chad slaps her on the ass, okay? A lot of women, they think about those days. They want to go back to those days, okay? And this is why you see a lot of women now in their 40s acting like dirty sharmutas. It's like, that's disgusting. You're like 45 years old. You got gray pubes and you're trying to act like you're fucking 21. That ain't right, you know? It's like seeing a 45-year-old dude at the club wearing his gold chain with a water bottle in hand, you know. Yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, dog. By the way, guys, I'm in fucking Miami. God, I hate Miami. Hot, humid, messy, congested, too much traffic. Fucking hot as hell, even though it's 9 in the morning, man. Still got my love's coffee, so. God damn, that's good coffee. You know, if you put vanilla on a coffee, it makes it taste good. I know it's high in calories, but you know, I can't do it, guys. I can't do black coffee, man. Like, for real, if you're gonna be driving truck and shit like that, dudes, you need to have something to look forward to. This is why a lot of guys out there are morbidly obese. Because that's all you have to look. All you have to look forward to as a truck driver is eating out. That's all you have forward to look to. Okay, to look forward to is eating out. Okay, this is why a lot of truck drivers are morbidly obese. But I'm gonna take home time. I've been on the road for 3 months, so I'll probably take 3 weeks off, try to get the food truck going. As you guys know, I'm dabbling with technology, AI. By the way, guys, I'm not calling it AI anymore. I'm calling it for what it really is. It's motherfucking gins, dude. Like Claude, ChatGPT. That's not AI, homeboys. That's motherfucking gins, okay? And as you guys know, I've been telling you about gins for at least 4 or 5 years, okay, guys? So when you guys hear me talking about gins, just remember, to me, Amar Metwali, AI is gins, okay? And again, gins are another creation from God that have free will. They were created out of smokeless fire. They've been here before we have, and they're hella smarter than us. This is why that gay Jew, what's his name, from chat open API or open open AI, he said your kid will never ever be smarter than AI. Yeah, us humans will never ever be smarter than djinns. In fact, God did not create us to be smarter than djinns, because djinns are so smart that they are, see, the problem is when you become too smart, you tend to think you're better than God. You tend to think that, hey, I'm so good, that you become arrogant, okay? This is why I always say it's better for people to live in poverty and misery than to live in wealth and luxury, because when you live in wealth and luxury, you become too arrogant and therefore you think you're better than God. Now, you guys are probably saying, Amar, this was about fucking Lindsey Clancy and women murdering their kids. You went way off on this one. But the reality of the matter, guys, is actually part of the video. And let me tell you why. You know, when I go to Cartagena, when I go to Colombia, you know, I see a lot of dirt poor women, 3, 4, 5 children, and they fucking love it, dudes. Yeah, they're living in squalor. Yeah, it's poverty. Yeah, it's misery. But you know what? They love the kids. They love being mothers, okay? Because this is all they got to look forward to, okay, guys? All women living in poverty and misery have to look forward to is having children, playing with the children, okay? Women like Lindsey Clancy, okay, guys? Women like Lindsey Clancy, to her, children are a burden, okay? And again, Lindsey Clancy, she has it all. She has a rich beta husband. She has nannies. She has an amazing job. She has it all, yet she murdered her kids. And again, in my personal opinion, she saw those kids as a burden. She wanted to go back to her forever 21 days. And obviously, you know, those kids are gonna remind her, hey, mommy, you got gray pubes, you know, you can't be at the nightclub busting it wide open, okay? This is why a lot of women out there, they regret having kids, because those kids remind them that, hey, I can't be a dirty, dirty, dirty sharmuta anymore, okay, guys? I remember I picked up this one girl when I was driving cab, you know. She told me that she was a party girl, she did it all, and she told me nothing. She told me something I'll never forget. If you ever want to be grounded to reality, have kids, okay? Now, I can tell that this girl, I think she was 25 at the time, I can tell that this, and she wasn't much to look at, okay? She probably was like a 5 or a 4, so I can tell that this girl was like not happy having children, but at the same time, you can tell that having children grounded her. Like she said, you know, Nothing grounds you more than having children. So you can tell that this girl was grounded. Now she's a mom. Now she has responsibilities. And you could tell that she didn't like it. But she was going to simply soldier it out. She simply was going to go through the procedure of being a mother, having responsibility. Okay, a lot of modern women, they don't want that responsibility. Again, Big John was talking about some girl who during her prom, she gave birth to a baby, wrapped it in a blanket, threw it in a garbage can, and just went back to dancing as if nothing happened, you know? Again, you guys cannot understand this enough. All these women out there who think that they can do better without having kids, they will murder their... I mean, TFM said it, dudes. TFM, I mean, for example, okay, in the animal kingdom, when the head alpha lion or alpha gorilla is killed, and the woman have children from that disposed alpha lion or alpha gorilla, and then another alpha lion or alpha gorilla comes in, you know, the woman will kill their own children just so they can be at the mercy of the new alpha. Animals do that. Humans also do that. Now, God tells us we're not supposed to be like animals. But let's keep it 100. We act like animals. We're not supposed to, but we do. So you guys watching this video have got to understand and understand this really good. Okay, guys, if a woman is in a position where she thinks the kids are a burden or a block, you know, like, my kids are blocking me from going to fucking Cancun and having Chad slap my ass, you know, while I get hammered. Well, she's gonna end up murdering those children, okay, guys? So, like I said, dudes, women murdering their children always has been the norm. There are women out there who murder their children in India because having a female child is too much of a burden, okay, guys? Like, this is nothing new. Again, the only reason why Lindsey Clancy is like, it's because it's goitainment, okay, guys? That's the only difference between Lindsey Clancy and millions of women who aborted, million of women in, let's say, India or Africa, who murdered their kids. You know, there are millions of women. I trust and believe there's probably a couple hundred women right now, right here in motherfucking India and China, who are murdering their infant because that infant was gonna be a burden. Yet we don't talk about these women. Why? Because they don't make the news, okay, guys? So at the end of the day, you guys gotta understand and understand this really good, okay, guys? Now, the case of Lindsey Clancy is a bit disturbing, and the reason behind it is that, look, I understand, okay, if a woman, let's say, I can understand if a woman has no outlet. Look, if you're a fucking 16, 17 year old girl, you got pregnant by some Tyrone, and now you have a fucking infant, and you have no idea what to do with that motherfucking infant, you end up murdering it, I understand why. I don't accept it, okay? I'm not accepting murder. I understand, okay? I understand why she did it. I don't accept it, but I understand. Now, the case of Lindsey Clancy, where she had it all, you know? Lindsey Clancy, if Lindsey Clancy wanted to, she could have left her kids with the nanny, the father. She could have went to Cancun. She could have went to Vegas. She could have been fucking, you know, Eiffel Towered. For those of you who don't know what Eiffel Tower is, Eiffel Tower is when two guys fuck a bitch, you know? Like, the bitch is on her knees, okay? She's on her knees, doggy style. She's sucking one guy's cock. The other guy's fucking her in the ass. And the guys, you know, high-five one another, okay? So imagine the girl is like my head, right? Okay, don't imagine it, but okay. So that's what the Eiffel Tower is, okay, guys? You guys high-fiving one another. Girl sucking this guy's cock. This guy over here fucking her in the ass. That's an Eiffel Tower, okay? Lindsay Clancy could have easily done that, and her cuck husband, in all likelihood, probably would have been okay with it. Now, that's my personal opinion. I don't know if that would be true or not, but he probably would have been okay with it, or at the very least, he may not, you know, even care. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you is that what makes Lindsay Clancy an abnormality and worrisome is that she could have gotten away. Well, first of all, she was not in a stressful situation whatsoever, okay, guys? She was not in a stressful situation. She had money, she had nannies, she has a rich husband. She could have easily given up her job, became a full-time mom, full-time housewife. She was under absolutely no stress whatsoever. Now, some of you guys are gonna say, well, you know, she had mental illness. Guys, there is no such thing as mental illness. I've said this before and I say it again. According to Islam, there is no mental illness, okay? There's only maradun al-alb, a disease of the heart. Zadahum Allah maradun, and God will only increase that disease, okay? If you're borderline, bipolar, all that means is you're a piece of shit. And again, like Big John said, you know, I don't know if it was Big John or another MGTOW content creator who said it, but all these women who claim to have therapists, it's like they have a license to be total pieces of shit, and then they say, well, you know, I'm BPD, I'm bipolar, I'm cluster B, you know. No, you're just a piece of shit individual. That's all these so-called mental illnesses are, is that you are a piece of shit. Now, look, I get it, okay? If you were in a car accident, your mama hit you upside your head one too many times, coach Bitspill, and your brain is physically abnormal, yeah, okay, I can see mental illness in that. But if you're a typical healthy adult and you're like, oh yeah, bro, I'm on borderline, I'm bipolar, I'm fucking cluster B, no, you are just a piece of shit. That's all there is to it. You are a piece of shit, okay? And like that MGTOW content creator said, we're gonna start seeing more and more and more pieces of shit out there, you know, saying that mental illness is the reason why I'm the way I am. Okay, mental illness is why I stole. Mental illness is why I murdered. In fact, I was watching Redacted TV today, and they had a lawyer, and the lawyer, he says that I would not be surprised, instead of having a court of law, they have a court of mental illness, where people commit murder, rape, all sorts of horrible things, but they get away with it because the court of mental illness is gonna say, yeah, well, you know, they have a mental illness. That's why they raped, that's why they murdered, so they're not gonna go to jail. Of course, like I said, guys, these are pieces of shit people. And look, dudes, if you don't kill these people by stoning them, God is going to do it for you. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. If God has got to get off his throne and do shit for you, it's not going to be good for me. It's not going to be good for you. Even though you and I are innocent of these mentally ill, horrible pieces of shit people, the fact that we did nothing about it, okay, guys? The fact that we did nothing about it makes us an accomplice to them. And when God's punishment comes, we're gonna get punished with them. Now, just so we can be perfectly clear, okay? When I say we need to do something about women like Lindsey Clancy, I don't mean you walk down the street grabbing a piece of rock and see one of these dirty, dirty sharmutas and, you know, stone her to death. At least not yet, you know. But the reality of the matter is, what you guys gotta understand is that what we got to do, what you and I got to do, okay, for us to bring divine law back into this world, into this godless world, is that we've got to seize political power. This is what I am doing with the MGTOW party. Coincidentally, guys, the reason why I spent 3 months on the road, so I can have a longer home time, that way I can focus on my political campaign. First of all, I'm going up against a Republican who's been called the Penguin, because he looks like a freaking penguin. And secondly, let's keep it 100, guys. This Lindsey Clancy ordeal is actually... See, when I tell people repel the 19th, men are going to be like, yeah, he's on to something. Women, you see, guys, women now are beginning to realize that we're all Lindsey Clancy actually works against them. Because if a woman is hormonal and she can murder people and it's perfectly fine because she's hormonal, well, guess what? Companies aren't going to hire you, you know? If you're a police department, are you going to hire a hormonal woman who can just murder somebody and be like, hey, I was hormonal? No, of course not. So now a lot of women are like, we're all Lindsey Clancy. Lindsey Clancy is the future. We're all Lindsey Clancy. These women are beginning to say, hey, wait a minute. This might actually come back and bite me in the ass later on. So they're kind of rolling it back, you know. So this is why when you get somebody like me who's repeal the 19th, aka take away women's rights, people are going to be like, hey, this guy might be onto something. It's like, yeah, motherfuckers, the Prophet Muhammad said women are intellectually and morally deficient. Like, dude, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. God is making you learn the hard way that Islam is right about Jews, Islam is right about women. You're all going to be learning that the hard. Yeah, when I sit on my seat like this for a long time, guys, I get a little bit sleepy. Anyways, going back to what I was saying, God is making you learn the hard way that Islam is right about women and Jews, okay, guys? Like, everything happening today was Jews and women. Islam told us about 1400 years ago. To you guys, it might be like, ooh, ah. To me, Amr Metwali, this is standard operating procedures, dude. There's nothing going on that's like, oh my God, I can't believe the Jews did 9/11. Oh my God, I can't believe Lindsey Clancy murdered her own kids. Like, we knew this was gonna happen fucking 1400 years ago. It's like, what do you guys expect, you know? So, the solution, guys, is to bring divine law back to humanity. Now, you guys wanna call it Sharia, you wanna call it canon law, Halakha law, Booga Booga 57, call it any name you want, you just gotta bring back divine law, cause if you don't, and God has to get off his throne, it's not going to be good for any of us, guys, okay? Like, you and I have a moral... See, as MGTOW, we have a moral responsibility. Like, blue pillars, guys stuck with horrible marriages, bratty children, they can't do what you and I can do, okay, guys? This is what you guys need to understand. As MGTOW men, we have a moral obligation to right what's going wrong, okay, guys? You guys remember Prophet Jonah? Prophet Jonah, he ran to hide, but guess what? The whale ended up swallowing him when he got shipwrecked, okay, guys? So, we as MGTOW men, we cannot run and hide, okay, guys? Now, we can run and hide if the people openly say, fuck you, motherfucker, we're gonna do what we want, bitch, okay? Prophet Lot, he ran and hid. Why? Because the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, they said, fuck you, we're gonna rape you now, okay? So, once the people that you're trying to save are like, fuck you, motherfucker, we're coming after you now, that's when you can run and hide, okay? We're not there yet. We can still salvage America. We really still can salvage America, okay, guys? Again, this is why I'm doing the political thing. Now, I'll say that, like, for, you know, up until a week ago, I was very happy that the Goyim are more than happy to bring out the oven for the Jews. I'm very happy with that. But when it came to taking away women's rights, I was like, maybe we shouldn't talk so much about that, you know. But then Lindsey Clancy happened, and it's like, yeah, we're taking away your right, ho. So, see, guys? See? God works with you, okay? This is what you guys need to understand. If you have a moral backbone and you don't think you're going to overcome God, like, I didn't know Lindsey Clancy was going to happen. Do you think I knew Lindsey Clancy was going to happen? No, I didn't know Lindsey Clancy was going to happen. Now, a lot of guys are like, take away women's rights, and a lot of women are beginning to say, yeah, we need to have our rights curtailed, because if we can do whatever the fuck we want, eventually, this is not going to be good for us. So now, I can openly say, get rid of Jews and take away women's rights. And people, if they're sane, normal, intelligent, God-fearing people, they will celebrate MGTOW, okay? MGTOW keeps it 100. Get rid of Jews, take away women's rights. And when I say get rid of Jews, I'm talking about the Benjamin Netanyahu's. Not talking about Shlomo, who minds his own business and, you know, doesn't mean Reuben. Unless his Reuben is not the best, we can talk about that later. And when I say take away women's rights, I don't mean, you know, you have to end up with a curry cell, or worse, a kiwi cell. But then again, Coach Bitchfield doesn't like girls, so I don't think they have to worry about that. But the point I'm trying to get across, guys, is that we are the Salahun, we are the righteous, therefore we have a moral obligation to let people know, hey, we're here, this is what we stand for. If you like it, vote for us in the ballot box. If you don't, hey, we're just gonna run and hide, because when God's punishment comes, we have nothing to do with you people. We tried. Like, if I lose my political campaign, guys, hey, I tried, okay? Running for a political office is the highest thing you can do. This is like Jonah, okay? Now, when Jonah went back to his people, you know, the story of Jonah is that Jonah thought that his people were so wicked that trying to talk to them was going to not work. So he ran and tried to hide, But God brought him back, and when Jonah confronted his people, he was able to bring them back to the straight and narrow. Now, if Jonah wasn't able to do that, if he wasn't able to bring them back to the straight and narrow, because they said, fuck you, we're coming for you next, then Jonah could have ran away and hid, and that would have been perfectly okay. So, by me running for state house, I am doing the highest thing I can possibly do to bring awareness to the Salihun, to the Mu'minun, to the righteous, to the faithful. If you guys want divine leadership, okay. You don't, hey, I did my job, God. I did my job, dude. We're done. So, at the end of the day, guys, you and I have a moral responsibility, and we have to do our job. Best thing to do is the ballot box, run for government, shit like that. That's really all you guys gotta do. So, yeah, just to end this video, guys, women murdering their kids, it's always been like that, dudes. Only reason Clancy is getting a little bit of attention, it's because it's goitainment, and she literally murdered three kids that were alive, and that's fucking murder, murder, you know. Imagine if I come running after you, and where my hammer at, you know? Imagine if I chase after you with my hammer, knock you over your head, and just, you know, go like this until you're dead. Yeah, that's murder, dude. Like, yeah, there's no other way to, nah, you know, for you guys wondering why I keep this hammer around, you know, I keep this hammer around because, some of the handlebars on the back doors of the trailer, some of those handlebars, you know, are old, so you gotta, you know, hit them. Not to mention, a lot of times a trailer is sealed, and damn it, I thought I was gonna have a seal with you. Go for, no, I don't have it. Do I have a seal? God damn it, I wanted to show it to you. Anyway, so a seal is nothing more than like a, you know what, I can show you using this example, okay? So a seal is something like this, you know, I mean, it's not a USB cable. So a seal, it, so the seal goes around the door like this, okay? So this is, so imagine that this is a seal, right? It goes around the door and it clicks in, okay? The whole point of a seal is A, to show that the cargo has not been tampered with, and B, that the cargo you're carrying matches the cargo on the invoice. That's the whole point of a seal. It's not there to protect the merchandise, you know. You guys have to keep in mind, you know, when you have merchandise like that fucking weighs 40,000 pounds, fucking 5,000 pound pallets, like, for real, dude, like, who's gonna open up your back doors and fucking steal all that shit, you know? It's like, you know, how are you gonna steal fucking 40,000 pounds worth of pallets from a freaking truck at the truck stop? It's like, you know, somebody's gonna be like, 911, you know? But, again, the seals that we put on the doors on the back, they're not there to protect the load. They're just there to show that the load has not been tampered with, and more importantly than that, that you have the right load that matches the bill of lading. So imagine this is an invoice. So what I do is I go like this, right? I go like this, then I go like this, and I break the invoice, I break the seal. That's why I have the hammer. And the last reason why I have the hammer with me, guys, is in case Coach Bitchpill pulls up on me. As you guys know, when the sun goes down, Coach Bitchpill puts on a wig, goes out to the local truck stop and calls himself Georgia Free. All right, guys. So at the end of the day, guys, I want you to understand this really good. Okay, guys, we have a moral duty to bring in divine law. Okay, I'm not saying for any of you guys to like walk a million miles. I'm not telling you guys to bench 1,000 pounds. I'm not telling you to do anything that's gonna physically, financially, or even energy-wise cripple you. I'm just saying, get politically active, you know? You hear all these fucking CIA, like that gay Mexican midget, Myron Gaines, Andrew Tate, you know? All they do is bark, 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 like the dogs they are, but none of them tell you to get politically active. Nick Fuentes, he tells you to get politically active by being a groiper, hide your power level, infiltrate the Republican Party, and Allah willing, 30, 40 years from now, when the boomers are all dead, you'd have some sort of power. It's like, my nigger, we're not gonna be around in like fucking 2 years, let alone wait 20 plus years. So fucking groipers can be in power, you know? So effectively speaking, other than me, guys, ain't nobody out there telling you to get politically active. Well, getting politically active is the only way to bring in divine law, take our country back, and hopefully don't have God come off of his throne, because if he does, it's not gonna be a good thing. And again, guys, I created the MGTOW party. I'm on the ballot as a MGTOW candidate. I'm going back to small town USA tomorrow to start campaigning. So I'm doing my part, guys. So if I do my part and the people tell me go fuck yourself, well, you know what that means, guys. God's gonna get off his throne, and when he does, it ain't gonna be good. So what that means for me is that I would need to get my money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Or in the case of Coach Bitchpill, trannies and Thai ladyboys. Alright, guys, I'll probably see you from small town USA. Peace.